Jesus teaching the apostles something difficult for them to accept, the teaching of the cross, that they have to carry their cross, they have to deny themselves in order to be a follower of Christ. For us too, it's a challenging message. We have to deny ourselves. Quite often, you know, nowadays, many Catholics do quite not paying as much attention as ought to be about that aspect of self-denial. In the old days, you know, quite often Catholic being distinguished from the rest of the people because of Sunday, because Catholic go to church on Sunday to worship God, but also because of Friday. Friday is a day of penance, of self-denial, to identify oneself with Jesus crucified. Still today, we're supposed to be abstaining from meat on Friday. As you might know, usually abstaining from meat is for 14 years old and above. We don't eat meat, but we are allowed to eat seafood. So in the old days, you know, quite often people on Friday would be a day for fish and chip, you know. Nowadays it'll be something different, but you know, you got an idea that we're supposed to do something different on Friday. And if we do not abstain on Friday, then normally what we should do is we should do something else to make Friday special, to remember Jesus crucified, to deny ourselves, maybe to do an act of charity, maybe to pray an extra decade of the rosary for the sick, you know, do something on Friday to make Friday special. Now, another aspect of penance and self-denial would be what we call fasting. Fasting, you know, abstinence means you abstain from eating certain kind of food, and fasting mainly is about not to eat at all. And so what we do, you know, fasting, we will do that every week before we go to communion, an hour before communion, we fast absolutely from food and drink, except water and medicine. But also twice a year, we also fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. Usually it's from people who are 18 years old to 59 years old, then we fast. And fasting mainly is you only eat three meals, and of the three meals, only one full meal. And the important part would be no solid food in between the meal, because fasting mainly is about not eating. So the reason why the church, you know, asks people to fast and to abstain, three important reasons. First is to control the desires of the flesh. You know, if we can say no to ourselves in some small thing, then when it's something more important, when there is temptation, then it's more easy to say no to temptation, to sin. And then the second reason is to raise our minds more freely to God. Because, you know, fasting is a sense of detachment from earthly things. So if we are detached from earthly things, then our mind is more free to think about the spiritual thing, about heaven, about the spiritual reality. And third is the practical reason is we are to make satisfaction for our sin. You know, we forget that it's a reality. Sin do have a price. If we commit sin, we have to pay for it either here on earth or in the life to come. And quite often, you know, people, they just focus on having a good time here on earth. By the grace of God, you know, if they die as good Christian, they are saved. But without doing much penance, it's like to start all over again in purgatory, to spend maybe even more years over there than here on earth, to make up for the sins committed while on earth. And so we do have the obligation to do penance for each and every one of our sins. And a simple way to do penance, of course, is to deny ourselves of some legitimate pleasure, you know, fasting, abstinence, things like that. And so, you know, another way, you know, to deny ourselves actually is to make ourselves do something that we don't like, we don't feel like doing, you know. plenty of opportunity, you know, if you are young people, you know, help your parents with the housework, you know, do your homework, you know, do your study, you know, if you are, you know, sometimes, you know, housework also applies to spouses, you know, don't let your wife do all the work, help out, you know, it's always opportunity to do something that we don't feel like doing, and it's a good way of doing penance. So is doing penance, making sacrifice, really important for our spiritual life? Quite often when we use the word, you know, penance and mortification, they seem like the same thing, you know, they can be quite similar, you know, fasting itself can be both. But as I may have mentioned that before, you know, penance is more to do with the past. We do penance for sins already committed. And that's why when we go to confession, the priest gives us a penance, is to do something to make up for the sins already committed. But mortification, when you mortify yourself, discipline yourself, is more for the present and future, that you can be, so discipline yourself so you are able to say yes to God more readily and also say no to sin and temptation. So that's about penance and mortification. So an example of penance would be Saint Mary of Egypt, you know, a 5th century saint, a model for penitent, doing penance for her own sins. When she was a teenage girl, she ran away from home, and then in the city of Alexandria, she was leading a really scandalous life. She was a sinful woman, a prostitute. And out of curiosity, she followed the pilgrims and went to Jerusalem for pilgrimage, and that pilgrimage to honor the true cross of Jesus. So when she went into the church, you know, she tried to enter the church, she felt mysterious force preventing her getting inside the church 2 or 3 times. She tried to get in, couldn't get in. And she realized it was because of her great sin in her soul. And so she saw close to the door an image of Our Lady. And so she prayed to Our Lady to help her get into the church. And then she felt that ease of heart and went into the church now, this time no problem. And she was really repent for her sin. She honored the cross, you know, repent of her sin. And then when she finished, she heard the voice telling her to go to the River Jordan and she would find peace. And so she went to the River Jordan, she went to the church of St. John the Baptist, make her confession, receive communion, and then she crossed the Jordan and went to the desert. And then from that time on, for 47 years, she spent time in the desert living as a hermit, doing penance, praying, fasting, abstaining, all to do penance for her past sin. 47 years later, she was discovered by a monk, and so she told the monk about her story and asked the monk to give her Holy Communion on Holy Thursday. So, you know, the monk gave communion to her on Holy Thursday. And then she asked the monk to come back again to give her communion the next year on Holy Thursday. But the next year, when the monk came back, she was dead already, but she wrote some word on the sun to ask the monk to bury her body. So the monk, with the help of an animal, you know, buried the body of St. Mary of Egypt. So she was an example of doing penance for her sin. But and then more closer to our time, we got the first saint of America, who is the model of mortification, of discipline, St. Rose of Lima. You know, St. Rose was a really beautiful young lady. And she was always concerned about being beautiful. She might be vain and prideful. And so her mother gave her a beautiful crown and she add a needle on the crown so that she would feel uncomfortable when she wear it. And so she would always pray a lot, you know, and she was living in a garden on a little house by herself, doing prayer, penance, fasting, abstinence, you know, not for her, you know, of course, you know, for any whatever small sin that she might have, but also for the sins of others. but she also do so to discipline herself so that, you know, as a beautiful young lady, she would not be tempted by the world. And for at night time, she would be sleeping on a couch or on broken tiles. And for about 15 years, she was misunderstood and somehow persecuted by the people who know her. And in her last years, she had sickness. And in her sickness, she offered up her suffering to God. And she even prayed to God, God, increase my suffering, but with them, increase your love in my heart. I may have mentioned that before, that one time, St. Rose of Lima had a vision. She saw that on the scale, there was suffering. And God distributes suffering to people. Different people have different degrees of suffering. And St. Rose herself got a lot of suffering. And then after God distributed the suffering, the angel piled up on the scale graces. And then Jesus again distributed graces to the people. And St. Rose saw that when Jesus distributed graces, Jesus distributed graces in proportion to the suffering. The more the person suffered, the more the graces received. And so St. Rose even mentioned that, you know, oh, if people see what I saw, they would get rid of all their things. They would try to get suffering, sickness, trouble, so that they would get grace from God. Now, I don't think we will be that courageous to seek suffering, but maybe at least when we have all different kind of suffering, remember that. That God, you know, if we suffer more, God give us more grace, you know, more grace available to us. And so don't forget to unite our suffering with Jesus and offer that up as a penance. And also knowing that God always has mysterious plan in suffering. And grace is always there. And we need to be patient to let the grace of God to work in our lives. So it's a challenging message, the message of the cross. Nowadays, too many people, as Bishop Fulton Sheen pointed out, want Christ, but doesn't want the cross. But the reality is, if we have our spiritual life, but neglecting the cross, our spiritual life is incomplete. It's something essential that is lacking in our spiritual life. And so when we think about, you know, we try to form ourselves, we try to form young people in the faith, that idea of the cross, that idea of discipline, that idea of self-denial is really essential. And so let us don't overlook that. And if we have been overlooking that in our spiritual life, pray to Jesus for that grace, that from now on, we pay more attention to this important aspect of our spiritual life.